Welcome to the Compliance Perspectives Podcast. I'm Adam Turteltaub from the Society of Corporate Compliance and Ethics and Healthcare Compliance Association. Joining us today from Memphis is Justin Ross. Justin is the Staff Vice President and Chief Compliance Officer for Federal Express. Justin, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me, Adam. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you. So you're in an interesting situation as a compliance officer and as a company. While a lot of businesses have shifted to working from home, FedEx can't and hasn't. In fact, from what I've read and what I've personally experienced in my own home, you guys probably haven't been any busier. Now, with a company struggling to keep up and with increasing pressure to perform, how do you keep a focus on compliance and make sure that other considerations don't force compliance into the back seat or worse, out the window? And actually, let me break that up into two questions. First, can you address this on the management level? How do you keep leadership thinking about the compliance implications and considerations?
Frankly, I think any compliance officer worth his or her salt continuously worries about making sure that we keep compliance top of mind, whether you're in the middle of a pandemic or whether you're in normal times. So it's something that's constantly on my mind, and I think all chief compliance officers' minds. But in this time, I think there's different things that you think about. And I think the first thing to focus on or just to realize is you've got to understand that our employees are distracted right now. They're under pressure, not just at work, but at home, and they're worried, and they're receiving just loads of information at home, at work. They're getting communications about how to stay safe, how to run a business in these different circumstances, how to work from home. So thinking about all the information that our employees are getting, you've got to be really strategic, I think, about how you do compliance reminders and communications. And by being strategic, I say you got to focus on what your biggest risks are and what those risks and how those risks are relevant to the current situation and to the pandemic. So for instance, focus on work from home issues. So what are the compliance issues related to working from home? Cybersecurity, data privacy, those are super relevant right now. Export controls and trade compliance. That's really relevant right now because of all the issues in getting PPE and medical device and equipment from China or from other areas or even from the U.S., out of the U.S., the export control laws are changing daily. So that's something that would be relevant that you could focus on. Corruption. Corruption never goes away. And especially right now with all the difficulties in supply chains, I think you're going to have situations or potential situations where customers or government officials are going to potentially solicit bribes just so they can get their goods. And then cutting corners, you know, you're onboarding all these new third parties related to PPE or medical devices, all that stuff with all this additional onboarding. And a lot of times you gotta do it fast and there's gonna be this, temptation to onboard these third parties quicker or cut some corners. So that's another relevant thing. So the key, I think, is at this time is to make your advice and your communications very practical to the current pandemic environment, because that's going to be easier for your employees to pick up on at this time. So that's for pretty much for everyone. Also, I think with all the communications that are going out, always put in nuggets, and this is from your executive leadership or from your middle management, you know, put a line in there about integrity. You know, hey, we need to do this, we're doing this, but always don't forget about integrity. Don't forget about who we are and what we do. And so, you know, FedEx, we've got a great culture. We've had years, you know, 40 years of building that culture. And I think you can always fall back on that culture foundation in times like this. And it helps keep compliance top of mind.
Yeah, and it's an interesting case where falling back props you up. You know, by relying on that history, it really helps people keep their eye on the ball, not just for what needs to be done now, but, you know, what we are as an organization and where we want to be. Now, speaking up is never easy for employees. At times like now, when there is such a pressure to perform, it's even harder for someone to come forward if they see something wrong. How do you let them know it's okay? And in fact, now more than ever, they should be speaking up.
Look, fostering a speak up culture is, I think, one of the most important aspects of an effective compliance program. I mean, frankly, it's a foundational element. Without it, concerns that need to be raised won't be raised out of fear of retaliation or thoughts that nothing will be done. So it's extremely important, not just in good times, but in times like these, that speak up culture is fostered and employees believe in it. I think there's several ways. You know, I don't necessarily think you need to do anything differently right now, but I think you need to reinforce the foundations and the elements of a speak up culture that you do normally. And those are things like employees have to believe in the fairness of the process. And how do you instill that belief? I mean, you need an easy process for speaking up that can ensure anonymity if necessary and confidentiality. You need to respond to the employees that speak up promptly. Let them know that you appreciate them bringing the concern and that you take it seriously. And then you need to, you know, investigate and address any of the concerns promptly, no matter how trivial it may be. And then let the person know what you did about it and that you did something about it. So these are things you should do anyway, but especially, I think, right now, reinforcing those main elements of your hotline or speak up process will encourage, or not necessarily encourage, but make people still feel comfortable speaking up, whether it's about, you know, your typical corruption or bribery type issues or related to COVID-19 type issues.
You know, now speaking of that, I imagine there are lots of concerns coming into the helpline about social distancing and other COVID-related issues. Do those concerns, you know, go straight to the environmental health and safety team or HR, or does compliance play a role, even if just tracking that they get responded to?
Yeah, my team does play a role in this, and I think our hotline has actually been a helpful avenue for us to address various COVID-19 related issues in the enterprise. So we have seen some COVID-19 concerns coming through our hotline. You know, anything from cleanliness to the availability of PPE to concerns about people who may have been sick. So what my team has done, and my team is the corporate compliance group that owns and manages the alert line. We see all those. We make sure that they're routed to the appropriate function to handle, whether that's HR, whether that's safety, or whether it's another function in another operating company that we have. We've been tracking these. We track them and keep them in a report. We'll send out daily reports of the COVID-19 cases to a group of folks, sort of a core group that's been addressing these issues to make sure everyone's fully aware of them, to make sure that, you know, one function or one operating company sees some of the concerns that are coming up in other operating companies. We've been actually elevating these as necessary to management to address. So it's been a good opportunity for us to use it almost like a heat map to see, okay, where are issues in particular locations that we need to address? Where are we feeling good about, because we're not getting any more of these concerns anymore. So it's really kind of helped us do that. And I think create some transparency and some best practice sharing across the enterprise. So it's definitely, you know, we didn't expect this necessarily when all this started, but it's something that we believe has helped us kind of maintain control over it.
No, it sounds like it's probably for the long term quite a good thing, because people will know that the compliance line is a place where they can get answers. Now, finally, already there are discussions about how the world will be changed after the pandemic. How do you think compliance and ethics programs will change?
Well, I think, look, there's some things that I think are going to stay this way for a while. I think we need to come to the realization that a lot of us are going to continue to work from home. I think there's going to be a lot more remote work. And with that, there's a couple of impacts, I think, to compliance that we need to think about. One's remote investigations. So with more people working from home, with travel restrictions, you know, I think it's going to be a while before we freely travel like we used to. You're not just going to jump in a plane to do a witness interview anymore. I think we're going to more and more need to do these witness interviews via Zoom, via Teams, Microsoft Teams, or the telephone. So, you know, I'm an investigator from old times, and that's my kind of experience that I've had for a long time. And I've always liked to conduct my witness interviews in person. But I think we need to learn how to use this technology to be comfortable to do more and more of these interviews via these new avenues of communication. So that's one thing, is conducting remote investigations. Not only the witness interview part, but I think, you know, the information and evidence gathering part as well. So you're going to see, I think, more and more use of data analytics to help us gather information in investigations and to help us conduct the investigations. So I think that's something that we need to learn to use more and more. And then finally, using the technology not only to do the witness interviews, but also our training. You know, we try to do, and we like to do, a lot of live training. You know, we've got online training as well for compliance, but I think we've always thought that live training is the most effective. With the travel restrictions, with the work from home, we need to be able to use some of this technology, Zoom, you know, Microsoft Teams, to do virtual training and be effective at it. So I think learning to use the technology to be effective in these areas is going to be important, because I don't think that a lot of these, I wouldn't call them restrictions, but I don't think that things are going to just go back to normal immediately. We're going to have these situations where folks are going to work from home more. There's not going to be as much travel. So we got to learn how to use this technology to our benefit and change the way that we've done some of these compliance things in the past.
Well, it's definitely not the way it was, and I think you're right. It's going to be a long time before we're back to what we consider normal, unless, you know, medically we get very lucky or there's a huge advance. So it is good to be thinking about what's going to be happening next. Well, Justin, thank you for spending the time with us today to share these insights. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to listen. I'm Adam Turteltaub from SCC and HCCA. I hope we're able to expand your compliance perspective.